It's Thursday, December 20th. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown, and I want to welcome you to today's edition of the Texas Standard. Still hot off the presses is a list with 34 recommendations that is meant to guide Texas lawmakers in the upcoming legislative session to find ways in which they can fix the state's public education system. The group that came up with the recommendations is known as the Texas Commission on Public School Finance. Joining us now is one of the members of the commission, Republican State Representative Dan Huberty of Houston, and he also chairs the House Committee on Public Education. Representative Huberty, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So lawmakers now have this list, 34 recommendations. They're all important, but let's focus on one contentious item.
Sure.
That is, how much money, how much new money should the state agree to inject into the school finance system?
You know, we spent, really 12 months, going back through it. And I wasn't actually a proponent of this originally. I carried a piece of legislation during the legislative session that we actually stopped from passing. And then ultimately in the special session, we said, okay, let's go ahead and study this. And I believe that we had the opportunity in past sessions to pass something. However, in working with Senator Taylor, chairman of education on the Senate side, and the other members of the commission, I think we ended up with a great product. We ended up with something that we can all be proud of, with a great roadmap. But we started really, and I'll get to your question, but I think it's important to know that we started with, you know, outcomes. What do we expect with the money that we're spending?
Okay.
And because the answer is not always just more money into the system, whether it comes from the state or it comes from the locals. Okay. What the important thing is, what kind of outcomes are we getting? And what we found is that less than 50% of the kids in third grade can't read. We believe that we should spend more money in early education. And we started looking at it and said, oh, by the way, you know, how do you get better results? Why don't we pay our teachers more? And so you add all those things up with the current system, and we came up with some very specific recommendations of additional resources that need to be spent. So if you look at the final report, we did make a recommendation. It was recommendation, I believe, number 2. And it said, I'll get the terminology wrong, but it's pretty close to this. And it's going to say inject new sources of revenue into the system. And if you look at the recommendations based on outcomes and based on expenditures and some of these other things, it's significant. It's a significant amount of money. And we're saying, you know, what we didn't want to do is peg ourselves down and say we should spend $2 billion more a year.
Because, sure. And I understand the state is growing and the needs are changing. And so I understand the reason why you guys didn't put a dollar figure to the recommendations. But what would be a figure that you would be comfortable with? Because Joe Strauss is saying maybe $5 billion.
Well, I think the House, and I'm not an appropriator, so I've spent some time with Dr. Zerwas, and, you know, our new speaker, Speaker Bonin, is very committed to the additional spend on this at this point. And we haven't decided yet. We haven't decided where the number needs to land yet. And there's a reason, is because I think it's important for the members of the body to have input into the process. The commission came up with specific ideas. Originally, when we started this, it was about how do we spend our money, where do we spend our money, and what's the important thing. Now, here's really the important thing. The governor, and we want this too, and I think everybody does. This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. People want and expect tax relief in the state of Texas. We are taxing people out of their homes. We are. And the reason is because we have funded education on the backs of the taxpayers on property taxes for the last several years. Back in 2006-07, when they had the lawsuit the last time, when this legislature came in and ultimately tried to fix the system, we were funding at about 50% of the cost, meaning the state was paying 50% and local property taxes were paying 50%. We only have so many levers we can pull in the state of Texas relative to revenue, right? We've got a property tax, we've got sales tax, we've got fees and severance tax that comes in. But now we're down. If we don't do something, if the state doesn't pick up more of the cost of education, meaning put more money into the system, we'll be funding at about 32%. That's not reasonable. That's not realistic.
And you speaking about new money?
Yes, I'm talking about new money that would go into the system. I don't think there's any doubt. I can tell you that the governor's talked about it. I know the speaker's talked about it. I know the lieutenant governor's talked about it. There is no doubt that we have looked at this. But I think what was important is that we created a roadmap with the School Finance Commission that allows us to say, this is where the money should be spent. This is how we should be spent. And oh, by the way, this is the outcome that we expect. And I think that's reasonable. It's like any other business that's out there, right? You know, I mean, any business person will invest into capital resources and building something new or building new buildings or buying new equipment or doing something with their labor resources if they know there's a return on the investment. And our return on the investment is improving and meeting our 60 by 30 plan, which is 60% of the students graduating by 2030 are able to have a career, college, or military ready.
You were talking about the presumptive House Speaker Dennis Bonin, and you said, you know, he said he's very committed, but how do you see him pushing for more funding?
Look, I've had the opportunity to serve with, and he was Speaker Pro Tem under Speaker Strauss. He's been unbelievably supportive of the work that we have been doing. He's been unbelievably supportive of you know, the committee that I've served on and me and helping us pass legislation over my last four sessions. When he came out and had the votes to become Speaker, if you watch his press conference, he talked about, you know, we're going to run the House as the members want it. But the one thing that he said, the very first thing that he said, is that school finance is the most important thing to the House, and it's the most important thing to him, and he is committed to fixing it, and he is committing to putting additional resources into that. I think that when the first budget pass comes out of that, I think people will be very pleasantly surprised about what his commitment level will be relative to the amount of money that's going to go into the system.
Pleasantly surprised. Okay, let's talk about Governor Greg Abbott's plan. You mentioned it briefly, and you did talk about how he has said, let's put some more new money. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a three-prong approach, right? Let's cap the tax revenue growth to 2.5%. Mm-hmm. Let's reform Robin Hood. Let's allocate more state funding. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that education advocates have been worried about is that reforming Robin Hood may mean taking money from poorer school districts, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. Did you guys consider that in the commission?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's complex, obviously, and it's you know, it's called Robin Hood, but it's really it's called recapture. And here's a great example. So, and I know Austin is probably the poster child for recapture. You know, they'll spend almost $600 million back to the state.
More than half a billion.
The thing about it is that if we compare an Austin ISD, and I'm not talking to Houston or something like that, but some of the suburban districts, ones that I represent as an example, all we have is rooftops. We don't have any commercial properties. We don't have any, there's nothing happening in our community. There's no big high story buildings or everything else. And if you watch what's happened in Austin in the last 10 years, the city has transformed. Think about the huge apartment buildings, the tax base that's gone up. It's significant that's gone in there. And so because we only have certain resources to pull, certain levers to pull, and property taxes is one of them, that's part of what happens. Now, it is very costly. So what we recognize is that we have to help districts like Austin ISD.
In matters of school finance, the last session was not very productive, mm-hmm. and it ended out at a stalemate. But truly, what we're talking about is that lawmakers cannot just keep kicking the can down the road.
Right.
So there seems to be a lot of conversation that this is the session where things are going to change. How do you see that? Do you truly believe that's going to happen?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, you know, when I got into the legislature in 2011, that was the session right after the recession. And obviously it was a tough session. It was a very, very tough session. Oil and gas was down. You know, we had, you know, billions of dollars of cuts that we had to make. So it was not a fun. So 2013, we were able to start putting money back into the system. And then when Chairman Aycock in 2015 came out with his education bill, he spent a lot of time working on that. And we passed it out of our committee. He got it to the floor, just couldn't get the votes. And the problem with it at that time was that all the different school districts, this won't surprise you, but there's a ton of school districts, over 1,000 school districts in the state, but all have different constituencies and they represent different people. So you got rurals, you got urbans, you got suburbans, fast growth, you know, low growth. I mean, all kinds of different groups, and they're all represented by different associations. And so they couldn't agree on the methodology of what should happen in 2015. So when I became chairman in 17, we took a different tact, and I brought everybody in the room and I said, this is the amount of money that we're going to spend, which is about $1.8 billion. Everybody needs to be comfortable and get on the same page. And we were able to pass that bill out of the House 133-14, I think was the vote originally during the regular session. And obviously we got an impasse with the Senate at that point in time. And it was just different philosophies. And it wasn't, there's no hard feelings on that at all. And I've told Senator Taylor and Governor Patrick, you know, look, you know, I was disappointed that we didn't pass that. However, we learned a lot. And then the fact that we did the Finance Commission, I think it was a good idea. I think that we, because what we're, the product that we're going to have today versus what we had last legislative session is much different. And so I think that, yes, this is the session to fix school finance. There is a commitment by the top three leaders in this state that have said that this is going to happen. We're going to get this done. And you know, I've met with Governor Abbott and the Speaker and Lieutenant Governor and certainly my counterparts in the Senate. And the House members. And this is the one thing that should be as nonpartisan as anything.
We've been speaking with Republican House Representative Dan Huberty. He currently chairs the House Public Education Committee. Representative Huberty, thank you so much.
You bet.